Matt Charbonneau. He covers Michigan State football and men's basketball for the Detroit News. Matt, how are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you doing this morning,
Rich? Doing very well. MSU football, you know, I'm hearing a lot of talk about the Spartans and about the Big Ten championship game that's coming up next week in Indianapolis. And I'm not sure that some people may not realize that the Spartans, they got another game to play. That is tomorrow at Northwestern in the regular season finale. Now, considering that the Spartans, they've already wrapped up their division, they've already clinched a spot in the championship game, what is left for the Spartans to play for as far as the Big Ten is concerned?
Well, as far as the Big Ten's concerned, absolutely nothing. You know, they're going to win the division regardless. They're going to the championship game at this point. So, but really, from the second the game was over last week against Indiana, all throughout this week, you've heard Coach D'Antonio, every player we've talked to has said it, you know, kind of over and over again, that these guys, they're not taking their foot off the gas, basically. They want 10 wins in the regular season. They don't want to share a division crown with anyone. They want this thing outright, and, you know, they want to go into Indianapolis next week with a lot of momentum. They don't want to sit there and, you know, be making excuses or feel like they backed into it or anything. So, you know, they're moving forward like this game means a lot.
Hey, yeah, and the Spartans, they definitely proved that last week with the 55-3 win that they had over Indiana. This senior class, the winningest senior class in the history of Michigan State football, what is it about this senior class that makes them so special?
Yeah, that's an interesting question. I mean, these guys, the neat thing about these guys is they all came in, most of them are fifth-year guys now, and they came in as part of D'Antonio's first class when they were just kind of throwing things together in the last minute. And, you know, it's funny, Mark talked about them, you know, having to have faith in the coaching staff, and they had to have faith in those players too, because nobody knew what they were getting into, really. You know, everything was so new back then, and I just think when those guys came in, everyone thought they weren't going to be that good. No one really gave them a lot of respect at that time, and I think they all just kind of came together at that point and just kind of had that prove everyone wrong sort of mentality, and they've just kind of bonded them from the time they were here until now. And I mean, it's really a pretty good group of kids, and you know, I just think that when they came in and no one really gave them a shot, that just kind of, you know, just gave them that extra kind of push to prove everyone wrong.
And the other big game tomorrow that Spartan fans will be watching, Penn State and Wisconsin, the winner clinches the Legends Division, and they'll take on the Spartans in the Big Ten Championship game. Any predictions on who's going to win that game?
Well, you know, when you look at it on paper, it's hard to imagine Wisconsin not winning, but as I've told people many times, Penn State, you know, they're playing for something a little bit more than result. I mean, they, you know, they're an emotional team right now, and it's hard to judge those things when you go into a game. It's hard to figure out how much that makes a difference. But, you know, Wisconsin's a tough team. It'll be tough for Penn State, but they'll certainly have emotion on their side, and I expect it to be a pretty good game.
Yeah, and real quick, switching to MSU basketball as well, the Spartans so far, kind of tough to figure out because they started the season against North Carolina and Duke, lost those games, which I don't think was a surprise. The last three games at home, they have won. That's not a surprise either. What is your take on this team and just the buildup of this team from what you've seen so far?
I really think this is a team, and I thought this before, but I really believe it now. This is a team that's going to be way better by the end of the year than they are now. I mean, you have so many young players, so many new players, even guys coming back like Keith Appling trying to learn a new position at point guard. So, I think when you look at the Duke and Carolina games, they played better than I thought they would.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's kind of interesting. I just think as this season progresses, you're going to see them get a lot better. Guys like Derek Nix are playing so much better. And, you know, the Big Ten's going to be interesting. I think you got one really good team in Ohio State, and you got a bunch of other teams that are all going to be fighting for that kind of spot right behind there. And, you know, they've got a good young talent, another good class next year. I think, you know, the sky's the limit for this team. Nothing crazy this year, but I think they're going to be a solid team by the end of the year, and people are going to like the direction they're headed.
Matt Charbonneau from the Detroit News covering Michigan State football and men's basketball. Matt, thanks so much for your time, and enjoy the games this weekend.
All right. Thanks for having me.